So the new teacher and I are going over notes of his reading the coaching, the notes from the classes that I took, as well as my own personal notes. And he didn't, so I'm going to reframe your question by saying, like, he's talking about training classes, but then you're saying, like, isn't it mostly training here at Guitar Lessons Ithaca in general? Yeah. And I'm like, bing, 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 yes, absolutely, you picked up on that. Like, the whole motto at all the teachers would say is like train more and talk less.
Right.
And I'm really happy that you were asked that question because it shows, you know, a certain insight into that.
Yeah, I pay attention.
So yes, but with the training, it's I also remind them at the beginning, like, this is a training, so I'm not going to be doing a lot of talking, because sometimes we still talk, as you know. Right. I have to teach some.
Yeah.
But So I'm going to explain the rules and then get you guys started. And it's understood that I'm just coming around. The only difference with the training is it's understood that you're not delivering new stuff. So when someone asks a question, the only sort of allowable question, unless everyone's doing great already and you got the class up and running and you have quote-unquote leisure time, like everyone's doing great, there's nothing for you to do, and someone casually asks, Maybe it's even on the same topic, but it's a little bit off the thing. Mm. In the beginning, the first 10 minutes, the only questions you should allow for a training are what the actual, like, clarification on what the actual assignment is. Mm. If they ask something else, well, what does that mean? Like, I remember my sister, who is a student now, for the purposes of this recording, asked a question on, well, what is that thing that, you know, Joe Schmo is doing next door? I want to learn that. And then the temptation is to try and explain it to them. I've fallen into that trap before too, believe me. Especially when it's your sister, you know. But a better response is, yeah, we'll get to that. In the meantime, do you understand what to do? I'm like, just bring them back gently, you know. And then maybe, you know, if it's not that far off and you have time, like 30 minutes later, then you could explain a little bit. But not. I did all the talking. Did I answer your question?
No, I think that definitely clears it out, and I makes sense that. You're saying yes, it's like it's all training based, even if it's not a training class specifically. Like, you just try to train as much.
You train as much as possible because they learn by doing, you know, and they're not going to, you know full well, they're not going to do it when they go home. Some of them aren't going to do it at all when they go home.
Yeah.
They're not going to remember how to do it,
yeah.
A lot of it, and or they won't do it right. All those things. But if they do it in the lesson, they're going to do it at home.
Right. I can also already tell which types are like on home playing, which types aren't. It's just like a thing that you spot. You know what I mean?
You know what a USP is? Like, it's called, like, a tagline. Like, your, I can't remember what it stands for. Your unique selling proposition. Your thing.
Okay.
And I really wanted to say more doing, less talking or something. But that's about us. So the reason I went with Feel Great About Your Guitar Playing is it's about them, not me.
Yeah.
But that was one of them. That was in the running.
Cool.
More doing, less talk.
Sure.
More plan, whatever it was.
Yep.
Any other questions about it?
I'm just curious as to how Tom has framed it versus how you frame your thing. He said in the reading, like, oh, make sure your students, like, upsell them, make sure they're taking training classes so that all this is implemented. Do you have all your students take training classes, or is it totally up to them, and then they just get what they...
Well, he's talking about upsell. When he says upsell, he's trying to say, well... You should do more than you're doing. I don't, whether for better or for worse, I never do that. I never say to a student, unless it's obvious that they're interested and they want to make better progress faster, I don't always like try and sell them, like, you should do more classes than you're currently doing. That's what he means by upsell.
Oh.
But the other side of it is, but about the training, I encourage them to take a variety of classes. Right up front. Some people ask me specifically, which type of classes should I take? I don't want to hold anybody up. I'm just a beginner, or since I'm more advanced. And this answer is the same. Take a variety. You should take some general, i.e. blue, some training, i.e. red, and some specialized, i.e. yellow.
Yeah, that's how it shows up on the schedule.
So that's all. Yeah. So they should do a mixture. The only class they shouldn't take, and even this is kind of a stretch, is a yellow class, like a specialized class, whose topic they have absolutely no interest in, like, let's say, metalhead, and the class is fingerstyle. But even then, as you know, classical guitar and metal, you know, meet, and, you know, classical is all fingers. So like, there's no, there, you may, I say to the student, like, that would be a possible class you shouldn't come to. But then again, it could be a whole new world for you. Like, let's say you don't think you're into songwriting. I've had students come to for a songwriting class just because that was the only time they could do. Sure. And be like, wow, this is kind of fun. Maybe I should write some songs. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Introducing them to a bigger world.
Cool, man.
Good question. Cool. Anything else?
I think for now I'm good. I'll let you know if anything comes up.
Please. And was there anything that you saw differently or wish there were more of or less of in your reading so far?
The reading so far, there's a lot of, like, framing, almost like the social aspect on how you approach students, how, like, you know, the way you're framing your mind and when you're teaching them and the kind of language you're using with them and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of that in that reading. And yeah. It's good as far as reading goes, but for me personally, that's stuff that I've had to learn over experience of actually doing it.
Yes.
Like, I can't really see myself learning the social interaction part of teaching out of the book. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Well, you're a socially very likable person. Not everyone is. Right. And you are. So not everyone is, and I'm one of them. Like, I can easily be so focused on the task that the social thing suffers.
Right.
Still, in my life, I'm 53. I still know
it. Oh, sure. So that stuff kind of supplements on that end.
So, you know, some teachers will need to practice that, for sure. Like, like a big smile and say their name. Hey, Dan, what's up? The student's name is Matt, who's coming. Like, hey, Matt, how are you? Nice to meet you. Like, big, you know, at the door. Say their name, big smile.
Right, and some people don't pick that up.
They wouldn't even do it. And, you know, and the neatness thing, like, all that stuff, you know, making the place presentable.
Sure.
This is another thing. One of my pet peeves, like, leave the place as you found it, please. Like, I remember a former teacher, I came home from vacation, and I don't remember, it was nothing big. It was just like a soda can here and a something else there and just stuff that was not the way they found. Just leave the place as you found it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the social thing, you'll have an easier time. But, you know, in the training, they have to say that stuff for teachers for whom it doesn't come
natural. Right, that makes sense.
So.
Cool.
Good, but that's good. I'm glad you brought that up. Anything else?
I think I'm good. I'd love to run to the bathroom before.